Our first reading is from Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1 to 5, on page 721, if anybody is using the Pew Bible. God's offer of mercy. The Lord says, "Come, everyone who is thirsty, here is water. Come, you that have no money, buy corn and eat. Come, buy wine and milk. It will cost you nothing. Why spend money on what does not satisfy? Why spend your wages and still be hungry? Listen to me and do what I say, and you will enjoy the best food of all. Listen now, my people, and come to me. Come to me, and you will have life. I will make a lasting covenant with you, and I will give you the blessings promised to David. I made him a leader and commander of nations, and through him I showed them my power. Now you will summon foreign nations. At one time they did not know you, but now they will come running to join you. I, the Lord your God, the Holy God of Israel, will make this happen, and I will give you honor and glory." And our New Testament reading from Matthew chapter 14, starting to read at verse 13 on page 22 of the New Testament. Jesus feeds a great crowd. When Jesus heard the news about John, he left there in a boat and went to a lonely place by himself. The people heard about it, so they left their towns and followed him by land. Jesus got out of the boat, and when he saw such a large crowd, his heart was filled with pity for them, and he healed those who were ill. That evening, his disciples came to him and said, "It's already very late, and this is a lonely place. Send the people away and let them go to the villages to buy food for themselves." "They don't have to leave," answered Jesus. "You yourselves give them something to eat." "All we have here are 5 loaves and 2 fish, they replied. "Then bring them here to me," Jesus said. He ordered the people to sit down on the grass, and then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, looked up to heaven, and gave thanks to God. He broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. Everyone ate and had enough. Then the disciples took up the 12 baskets full of what was left over. The number of men who ate was about 5,000, not counting the women and children.
So our New Testament reading this morning is one of the most well-known stories in the Bible, the feeding of the 5,000. It's a story that's reported in all 4 Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And what we've heard this morning from Matthew's account follows on from the killing of John the Baptist, an event which would have affected Jesus greatly. The news of John's killing caused Jesus to go to a lonely place by himself, but a large group of people were so drawn to him that they left their homes, they left their towns, and followed him, defying heat and hunger, staying with him for so long that they had little chance of returning home before dark. The group of people showed such trust in Jesus to stay with him for so long. It's something for us to think about. Do we always fully trust Jesus in all that we do, or do we sometimes allow ourselves to think that we know better? The group's trust in Jesus pays off, as the reading tells us that Jesus' heart was filled with pity for them and that he healed those who were ill. It's an instance of Jesus' incredible compassion shown in this story. At what would have been a very distressing time for Jesus, he shows compassion for the group rather than becoming angry, trying to get away from them, and so on. I wonder how many of us have had times where we've had the opportunity to help others or to show compassion to others, but have let our emotions get in the way. Often there are situations where we may find it difficult to be caring towards certain people, but Jesus sets an example for all of us to follow. What can we as individuals do to be more compassionate towards others as Jesus would be? Later on in that evening, the disciples came to Jesus and told Jesus to send the group of people away to go and buy food for themselves. I'm sure it's often the easy option to expect those in need to deal with their own needs, their own situations without any help. I'm sure many of us have had times where we feel we could have helped others but have been reluctant to do so. The disciples wanted to send the people away, but Jesus' response was to tell the disciples to give them something to eat. I wonder what we can do to be part of a Jesus-style solution to helping those in need today. Is there more that we can do to give and share what we have to help others? It's often too easy to dismiss the problem of those in need, but anything that we can do to be more generous and more compassionate following Jesus' example makes a difference. The disciples go on to tell Jesus that they only have 5 loaves and 2 fish. In John's account of the story, he says that this food was provided by a young boy. This boy was extremely generous to give away what little he had to help those in need. But the disciples don't know how they can possibly feed so many people with so little food. They must have had feelings of helplessness at the task that they were given with such inadequate resources. How often do we feel like that, overwhelmed by the scale of a task at hand? How often do we think it's impossible to do something that we've been given to do? But also, how often is it because we try to do things in our own strength rather than by having complete faith in Jesus? We hear of people in seemingly helpless situations all around the world who bring what little they have to Jesus, and Jesus makes it enough. Think of the boy in the story today. What can we bring to Jesus to allow him to make it more? With Jesus on board, it's possible to go from small beginnings on to great things. Many of you here, probably all of you here, will know of my involvement in the Boys Brigade. The Boys Brigade started off as one group that was formed up in Glasgow nearly 134 years ago. It was formed by Sir William Alexander Smith, who was a Sunday school teacher. And from those small beginnings, from that one group, it's grown to a worldwide movement which has worked with millions of children and young people. There have been times along the way where the movement has faced difficulties, but faith in Jesus has allowed it to achieve great things. Today, the movement works with around 50,000 children and young people just in the UK alone, and many thousands more all around the world. And our own group here at Christchurch started nearly 127 years ago with 33 boys, which coincidentally is about the same number we have now. But many hundreds of young people have been part of the organisation over the years, and it's continued through people's faith in Jesus. The organisation has provided an opportunity for people to discover Jesus, with many people, myself included, coming to faith in Jesus through the BB. From the faith of just one person over a century ago, big things have happened, and that's the case when Jesus is involved. There's a great quote, a quote that I love later in Matthew's Gospel by Jesus, that says, "I assure you that if you have faith as big as a mustard seed, you can say to this hill, 'Go from here to there,' and it will go. You could do anything." With Jesus, big things grow from small beginnings, and anything is possible. Now, as I'm sure you all are, I'm always fascinated by the life experiences that Sylvia shares with us in her sermons and her talks. I find it incredible how one person can have experienced so much during their lifetime. But I'm sure there are many times that have involved just having complete faith in God and what God had planned. It's often too easy to think that we know better, but by trusting in God and sometimes taking steps of faith, amazing things are possible. And talking of steps of faith, if you want to hear more about that, then that's a bit of a sneak preview of next week's service, so make sure you come along next week to hear a bit more about that. But Jesus shows exactly the amazing things that are possible just by taking these small steps of faith. In the story today, Jesus took the small amount of food that was available, gave thanks to God, and used it to feed the group, a group that was over 5,000 people. We often call this story the feeding of the 5,000, but it actually says that there were 5,000 men, not counting the women and children. So in actual fact, it could have been many thousands more, but it was a very large group of people. And that food was used to feed those people until they had had enough. What an amazing experience that must have been. The group of people trusted in Jesus enough to follow him away from their towns in a difficult environment, and Jesus met their needs, just as he meets our needs today if we trust in him. Our Old Testament reading this morning from the book of Isaiah was written by an anonymous prophet, easy for me to say, who was captive in Babylon during the exile. The prophet is anticipating an end to the exile and paints a picture of a renewed Israel where everyone will be fed, no matter how poor, a land where God meets the needs of all. There's also, I think, an important message in this reading where the prophet questions why the hearers spend money on things that aren't essential, work hard for things that aren't important in the grand scheme of things. How often do we do the same? Where can we better use our resources and use our energy to further God's kingdom? The prophet also looks ahead to a lasting covenant that God would make with his people, a covenant that was fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Shortly, a bit later on in the service, we're going to be joining together to share in Holy Communion, where we gather around the Lord's table to share in the bread and wine. Both of our readings today, as well as the celebration that we share shortly around the Lord's table, are a foretaste of the heavenly banquets, where we eat with Christ in God's kingdom. We will enjoy the best food of all. We will have life everlasting. God will meet all of our needs. Until that time comes, we must ask ourselves what more we can do to be more compassionate towards others around us. We must ask ourselves what we can bring to Jesus, no matter how small it may seem, for him to make it more. We must put Jesus alone at the centre of everything that we do to show God's love to others. Where will you start?